Good to see everybody again. Welcome home. That's funny. So, all right, we're going to start class. I just got back, I guess about two or three hours ago. Had to attend a GBC meeting this afternoon online. Had to cook, had to do everything, and now I'm giving class. See? Strange what an old man can do. The old gray mare. Anyways, the old... We're not that old yet. Okay, let's check. I love my... Jayaranamadhava Jayakunjavihari Jayaranamadhava Jayakunjavihari Bijanaballabha Jaya Giribadadhauri, Jaya Giribadadhauri, Gopidana Malabaha, Jaya Giribadadhauri, Jaya Giribadadhauri, Yasoda Nandana, Jaya Prajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Naya Kunjavi Hari Naya Kunjavi Hari Yamuna Tiravanachari Daya Kunjaviyari Daya Kunjaviyari Jaya Randa Madhuva Jaya Kunjaviyari Jaya Randa Madhuva Malama Jaya Giri Varuna Giri Varuna Gopijana Malama Jaya Giri Varuna Giri Varuna Yasoda Nandana Parachari Nayo Kunjaviyari Kunjaviyari Yamuna Tira Parachari Nayo Kunjaviyari Kunjaviyari Namadho Vishnupad. Paramahansa Acharya. Prabhupada. Gosami, Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, ISKCON founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, Vedanta Goti, Vaishnava, Vrinda Kijaya, Namacharya, Srila Hridas Thakur Kijaya, Prem Se Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidvaita Garadha, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopagopanath, Shyam Kund Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturadam Kijai, Jagadadasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai, Samavita Bhakta, Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri. Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, nama om Vishnu padaya, Krishna pristaya budle, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Gnamani namaste, Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni, Nivishesha Srinivadi Paschatya, Deja Tarni. So it's good to see everybody. So, Omaganat, Timananda Shah, Gananjana, Shlakya Chakshurun, Meditam, Yena Tasmai, Shigurve Namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So let's go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here we go. We are starting Chapter 7, we are so fortunate. Chapter 7 is about the Pancha Tattva. So what does Tattva mean? Let's just share this written first. So Tattva means basically that which is. In other words, some eternal category. And so in the Pancha Tattva, we have five Pancha Tattva. So five personalities who are representing different categories. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself. We have Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, Advaita Acharya, who is basically Mahavishnu or Sadajiva. We have Gadadhar Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani, and or the internal potency of the Lord. And then we have Srivastava, who represents the Jiva soul. That's us. He's not us, but he represents us. Pancha Tattva. So this chapter is entitled Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. Agatyeka gatim napva hinartadika sadakam Sri Chaitanyam alikyat Tesha Prema Bhakti Vadanyata. Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life, one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service and love of God. Purport. A person in the conditioned stage of material existence is in an atmosphere of helplessness, but the conditioned soul, under the illusion of Maya, or the external energy, thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship, and love. Not knowing that at the time of death, none of these can save him. That's called Atma Shanaisha Sattvapi. Tesham Pramata Nedanam. Pashanati, Napashati. And this is a statement of the Bhagavatam that says, these are our fallible soldiers, asatvapi, they're temporary, pashanapi. And even though one understands that, because one is an illusion, one is like someone who sees and doesn't see. You got it? Sees but doesn't see. Nothing, none of these things can save us. Just like recently we saw people who are just so-called patriots for their country. And then next life, they will become cucarachas. So what's the use of being a patriot? Saluting the flag. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. In the Bhagavad Gita, the 13th chapter, text 9, it is stated, Janma mrityu jara vyadhi duga doshana darshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. It's interesting. I was just listening to a class that Srila Prabhupada, or morning walk that Srila Prabhupada was on, and the devotees were mentioning, who were they mentioning? Yeah, Walt Disney. Some of you may know who Walt Disney is, others may not. So when Walt Disney died from some disease, and I forget what disease he died from, they decided to employ cryogenics. Ooh, it's a big word you can impress people with. That means freezing the body. So they froze his body in order to defrost it sometime later when they had a cure for that particular disease. But unfortunately, the body got defrosted by itself. And Prabhupada was talking, so in other words, no matter how much money you have, you can't keep yourself from dying or revive yourself. Those bones shall rise again. And Prabhupada actually gave a very interesting example. He said, whoever's calling me, wait a second, let me, this is ridiculous. I wonder where that's coming in from. Anyway, so Prabhupada gave an example. Let me get back to this. I don't know why the phone rang like that. Back to our thing here. So Prabhupada gave the example of frozen vegetables when talking about people freezing their bodies or cryogenics. It's not exactly freezing. It's subject them to super low temperatures very quickly, like putting them in carbon monoxide or dry ice, which is carbon dioxide. So anyway, so Prabhupada's talking about when you freeze vegetables, Prabhupada talks about when frozen vegetables simply spoil, and he gave some negative explanation of that. And he said, similarly, when they freeze the body, it will be spoiled. And it's true. Actually, as soon as you freeze the body, by any means, what happens is that the cells get destroyed. So even apart from our understanding about the soul not being there anymore, it's the cells that we're talking about, and it gets destroyed. So the person cannot be brought back to life. One cannot be saved from all these miseries unless he takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. Whoops, that was someone sending me a message. Okay. Please don't send messages because it causes me to think that there's something wrong with the internet. The only time you should send messages is if something goes wrong, because it interrupts everybody's concentration. Anyway, I've given that message before. Please don't. Until we're taking the questions and answers, then you can send messages. or if something's going wrong with the internet and you have to alert me. So, anyway. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material... I said that. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 13th chapter, text 9, it is stated, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of a miserable life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miseries unless he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. An intelligent person, therefore, does not put his faith in any material possessions but completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a person is called a kinchana, or one who does not possess anything in this material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also known as a kinchana gochara, for he can be achieved by a person who does not put his faith in material possessions. Therefore, for the fully surrendered soul who has no material possessions in which to depend, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only shelter. That doesn't mean that we don't have any possessions. However, we should have the right consciousness of not thinking these material possessions or this family is my barrier against the material miseries. It's not. I remember in the religion that I was brought up in, phew, I was taught that people live on, first of all, in the good deeds they performed, which isn't true, and they also live on through their family, through their dynasty, which is not true either. We do live on, but in a different body. Not in the same body, not in the same family, not in the same country, not in the same species. Everyone depends upon dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, karma, sense gratification, and ultimately moksha, salvation. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to his magnanimous character, can give more than salvation. Therefore, in this verse, the words hinartadika sadakam indicate that although by material estimation salvation is of a quality superior to the inferior interests of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, above salvation there is the position of devotional service and transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumartha Mahan, love of Godhead, is the ultimate benediction for all human beings. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore first offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before describing his magnanimity in bestowing love of Godhead. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tanhara Chayarana Shuta Sevada Danya. Let me offer glorification to the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has taken shelter, one who has taken shelter of his lotus feet is the most glorified person. Purport. Prabhupada means master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme master of all masters. Therefore, he is called Maha. Maha means great. Prabhu. Any person who takes shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most glorified because by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is able to get promotion to the platform of loving service to the Lord, which is transcendental to salvation. Salvation. I want to be saved. Are you saved? It's interesting. That is really interesting because sometimes we're going out and distributing books or preaching to people, and people come up to us from different religions and they said, have you been saved? And what I usually say is, yes! And of course, they get into some of the details, saved by da, 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 accepting the Lord, so and so. And I say, yes! I've accepted the Lord Jesus. Oh, great brother. So what do you, and then they ask the question, so what are you doing out here distributing them books if you accept the Lord Jesus? I said, well, The Lord Jesus told me to distribute these books. Who? They say, I don't think the Lord Jesus told you to distribute all these books, son. And I said, sure did. Sure did, Daddy. And you think the Lord Jesus told you to go to the liquor store? Anyway, forget about that humor. Purve Guru Bhakti Chaya Tatve Kaila Namaskara Guru Tatva Kahiyachi Abhi Panchera Vichara. Whoops. Okay. In the beginning, I've discussed the truth about the spiritual master. Now I shall try to explain the Pancha Tattva purport. In the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, the author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, has described the initiator spiritual master and the instructor spiritual master in the verse beginning with the words, Bande Guru Nishabhaktan Nisham Iva Ishavatarakan. That's from first chapter in the Adi Lila, text 1. In that verse, there are six transcendental subject matters of which the truth regarding the spiritual master has already been described. Now the author will describe the other five tattvas, truths, namely Isha Tattva, Supreme Lord, his expansion tattva, of course, that's Lord Nityananda, his incarnation, Dvaitacharya Tattva, his energy tattva, what is his energy? Ganada Pandit Goswami, and his devotee tattva, that's Srivas Thakur. Pancha tattva batirna chaitanyera sange, pancha tattva lana karena sankirtana ronge. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his sankirtan movement with great pleasure. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, text 32, there is the following statement regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Dvisa Krishnam Sango Pangastraparshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumaira Saha. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates by performance of his Sankirtan Yajna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his plenary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and his marginal potency, Srivas Prabhu. Marginal means jiva soul. Internal potency means spiritual potency. Headed up by Radharani. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. As preachers of the Krishna Conscious Movement, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Pancha Tattva mantra. Then we say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Pancha Tattva mantra, namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahabandhanyaya Avatara, the most magnanimous incarnation, for he does not consider the offenses of the fallen souls. Thus, to derive the full benefit of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be very effective. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Many unscrupulous devotees manufacture a Maha Mantra of their own. Sometimes they sing, Bhajan Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. Actually, however, one should chant the names of the full Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. And then, 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But these unscrupulous, less intelligent men confuse the entire process. Of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way, but the method prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is to first chant the full Panchatattva mantra, and then chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, by first chanting means before you start your rounds in the morning or whenever you're doing your rounds, you chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. You don't have to do it, not between each round. You can if you want. I mean, nothing wrong with it. But basically, when you start, and then you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because there's no offenses in chanting the Panchatattva Maha Mantra and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There's offenses you can commit that you should not commit. Panchatattva eka vastu nahi kichuveda rasa asvaditetabu vidida viveda. Spiritually, there are no differences between these five tattvas. For on the transcendental platform, everything is absolute. Yet there are also varieties in the spiritual world, and in order to taste these spiritual varieties, one should distinguish between them. So, as far as the differences between the five tattvas, all five are sat, chit, ananda, the same nature, but they don't merge into each other. The question was raised the other day. If the soul enters into the Brahma-jyoti, which is the same nature as the soul, because this Brahma-jyoti is full of eternity, bliss, and knowledge, but being in the Brahma-jyoti doesn't give you eternity, bliss, and knowledge, but it's the same nature. But still, the soul doesn't merge into the Brahma-jyoti. The soul remains individual as one of the sparks swimming around in the Brahma-jyoti like a fish does not merge in the ocean. Right? It's not. No question of fish merging in the ocean. In his Anubhasha commentary, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the Panchatattva as follows. The supreme energetic, that means the source of all the energies, the personality of Godhead manifesting in order to enjoy five kinds of pastimes appears as the members of the Panchatattva. Actually, there's no difference between them because they're situated on the absolute platform, but they manifest different spiritual varieties as a challenge to the impersonalists to taste different kinds of spiritual humors, rasas. In the Vedas, it is said, Parasha Shaktir Vivadaiva Shuyate. That's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's actually from the Vedic literatures too. 13, 65. The varieties of energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are differently known or variegated. From this statement of the Vedas, one can understand that there are eternal varieties of humors or tastes in the spiritual world. Sri Gauranga, Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadada, and Sri Vastakur are all on the same platform. They're all Sat Chit Ananda. But in spiritually distinguishing between them, one should understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the form of a devotee. It's Krishna in the form of a devotee. Nityananda Prabhu appears in the form of a devotee spiritual master. Why? Because he is the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru. Because Nityananda was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. It's described when Nityananda Prabhu met Madhavendra Puri, they both embraced, and actually, I think they were unconscious for several days. Wow. Advaita Prabhu is the form of a bhakta devotee incarnation. In other words, he's Vishnu Tattva, but he's also a devotee. Gadadhara Prabhu is the energy of a bhakta, bhakti shakti. And Srivas Thakur is a pure devotee, jiva soul. He represents us. Thus, there are spiritual distinctions between them. The bhakta rupa means the form of the bhakta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the bhakta swarupa, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his own form, bhakta, his own form. And the bhakta avatara. Avatara means descend, actually. Avatara, to cross down. Sri Advaita Prabhu are described as the Supreme Personality of God himself, his immediate manifestation, and his plenary expansion. And they all belong to the Vishnu category. And as we mentioned before, they're all the same person acting simultaneously in different circumstances. Phew. Although the spiritual and marginal energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, they are predominated subjects, whereas Lord Vishnu is the predominator. So, to put that in common language, that Lord Vishnu is the boss, and they are the subjects that are bossed. That's a verb. The boss, that's a noun. They are bossed. They're bossed around. Controls. So he dominates. That's why he's called the predominator. Also, you call him the dominator. But that would not sound so nice. Yeah, although it's technically correct, the dominator. It sounds like some movie character, the Dominator, Terminator, like that. But he's the predominator. As such, although they're on the same platform, they have appeared differently in order to facilitate tasting of transcendental mellows. Actually, however, there's no possibility of one being different from the other. For the worshipper and the worshipable cannot be separated at any stage on the absolute platform. One cannot be understood without the other. Okay, we got some people raise their hands. So, Rakesh, you raised your hand. You can read now. I gave you permission to unmute yourself. You should be able to see it in a second.
Okay.
Jai, text 6.
Pancha tatvatmakam prashnam bhakta rupa swarupam bhaktavataram bhaktavataram namami bhakta saptikam. My voice is echoing. Is it only with me or...
What's that?
My voice is echoing. So can you hear my echo or...
Not really.
Okay, then I'm going to just keep on.
Do you have your phone on at the same time?
No, my phone is...
It sounds, like a normal electronic voice.
Yeah, he's saying I'm just forgetting me.
Someone else?
Well, I want to read today. I have another computer instead of
it. Well, why don't you just continue?
Okay.
Try it. See if it sounds so bad now. Okay, so why don't we let someone else do it if you're having trouble with the echo?
Let me offer my options.
Yeah, now you're getting echo. Okay, so Divya Nittai Leela, we'll let you do it, then we'll go back to Rakesh. Okay, Divya Nittai Leela, you can unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yeah? Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay. Shri Nityananda Prabhu, okay. Translation, let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna, who has unmanifested himself in five as a devotee, expansion of the devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Purport, Shri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his brother. He is the personified spiritual bliss of Satchidananda Vigraha.
Wait a second. Someone else is sending me. She's also echoing? I don't hear any echo at all.
Oh.
I don't know who is having the problem. And there's no echo with me. Let's see. Let me just check my settings. Hold on a second. Speakers, same as Spiz. Let's try that. I don't know why. Audio settings. Okay, try this and see if it echoes. Try reading it again. Divyanitali, why don't you try reading it again? Unmute yourself. Now you can't unmute yourself. All right. That is strange. Try to unmute yourself now. All right, let me give everybody permission to unmute themselves.
Although I can do it.
You can. So, yes, you were doing something wrong. Okay, there shouldn't be an echo now. Try it.
Okay. Shri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his brother. He is the personified
there's no echo now. I was just testing. All right, keep reading.
Gurudev, there's this black screen coming on the...
Just look at it now.
Okay, yeah. He is the personified spiritual bliss of Satchidananda Vigraha, BS 5.1. His body is transcendental and full of ecstasy in devotional service. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee. And Shri Nityananda Prabhu is called Bhakta Swarupa, the expansion of a devotee. Shri Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of a devotee, is Vishnu Tattva and belongs to the same category. There are also different types of bhaktas or devotees on the platforms of neutrality, servitor, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal love. Devotees like Shri Damodar, Shri Gadadhar, and Shri Ramananda are different energies. These confirms the Vedic Sutra Parashya Shaktir Vividhyaiva Shroyate. CC Madhya 13.65 Purport. All these Bhakta himself taken together constitute Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Shayam Bhagavan Krishna Akala Ishar Advaita Nandatmaja Rasika Shekhar. Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, the Supreme Controller. No one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna. yet he appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda. In this verse, Kaviraj Goswami gives an accurate description of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by stating that although no one is equal to or greater than him, he is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure. He nevertheless appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda Mai. Jai Purusha, Rasadi Vilasa Vrajalalana Nagara Arjato Shabodekha Tahara Prakara. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a supreme enjoyer in the Rasa dance. He is the leader of the damsels of Raja, and all others are simply his associates. The word Rasadi Vilasi, the enjoyer of the Rasa dance, is very important. The Rasa dance can be enjoyed only by Sri Krishna because he is the supreme leader and chief of the damsels of Vrindavan. All others are his devotees and associates. Although no one can compare with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are many unscrupulous rascals who imitate the rasa dance of Sri Krishna. They are Mayavadis, and people should be wary of them. The rasa dance can be performed only by Sri Krishna and no one else. Shri Krishna Avatarina, Shri Krishna Chaitana, Shri Parikaragana Sange Shabadhana. The self-same Lord Krishna advented himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his eternal associates, who are also equally glorious. Akala Ishara Tata Chaitanya Ishar Bhakta Bhavamay Tahar Shuddha Kalevar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme controller, the one personality of Godhead, has ecstatically become a devotee. Yet his body is transcendental and not materially tinged. Purport. There are different tattvas or truths, including Isha Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. Isha Tattva refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is a supreme living force. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Nityo Nityanam Chetanam Chetananam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme eternal and the supreme living force. The living entity are also eternal and are also living forces, but they are very minute in quantity. Whereas the Supreme Lord is the supreme living force and the supreme eternal. The supreme eternal never accepts a body of a temporary material nature, whereas the living entities, who are part and parcel of the supreme eternal, are prone to do so. Thus, according to Vedic mantras, the Supreme Lord is the supreme master of innumerable living entities. The Mayavadi philosophers, however, tried to equate the minute living entities with the supreme living entity because they recognize no distinction between them. Their philosophy is called Advaitavad or monism. Factually, however, there is a distinction. This verse is especially meant to impart to the Mayavadi philosopher the understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, is Krishna himself. But as a transcendental pastime, he has accepted the form of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes to this planet exactly like a human being, some rascals consider him to be one of the ordinary humans. One who thinks in this mistaken way is described as mudha or foolish. Therefore, one should not foolishly consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an ordinary human being. He has accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there have been many imitation incarnations of Krishna who cannot understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself and not an ordinary human being. Less intelligent men create their own gods by advertising a human being as God. This is their mistake. Therefore, hear the words Tahara Shuddha Kalabar, warn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is not material but purely spiritual. One should not therefore accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary devotee. Although he has assumed the form of a devotee, yet one must certainly know that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Supreme Personality of Godhead because he accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, one should not misunderstand his pastimes and place him in exactly the same position as Krishna. It is for this reason only that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu...
I guess I can explain that. Yeah, before everyone gets confused.
Yeah.
So place him exactly in the same position. Well, he is the same. He is Krishna, but he's not in the same position as Krishna. The position of Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani is the supreme enjoyed.
Right.
So it says here, he accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, so one should not misunderstand his pastimes, and because those are the Gauranagaras, who actually put Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the position of being the supreme enjoyer.
Mm.
But he's not. I mean, yes, he's Krishna, and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, but he's not acting in that position. He's acting in the position as in the mood of Srimati Radharani, as the supreme enjoyed, rather than as the supreme enjoyer. So that's what Prabhupada means. Prabhupada doesn't mean that Lord Chaitanya is different ontologically or by nature than Krishna. What he means is that he's acting differently. He's in a different mood than he normally acts when he's appearing as Krishna. Okay, I hope that's clear to everybody. Okay, why don't you continue?
Thank you so much, Gurudev, for explaining
that. I could hear you were confused by that when you were reading that.
Yeah, thank you.
Those are the Gauranagaras. Those who accept ecstasy of a devotee, they think that he's the enjoyer and worship him as the enjoyer. Mm-hmm. Rather than the enjoyed, in the mood of Radharani. So that's the point.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the wrong mood. Is not the enjoyer. And you're not a gopi in relationship to Lord Chaitanya. That's what they think. That Lord Chaitanya is the enjoyer and I'm Lord Chaitanya's gopi.
Oh, Krishna.
Because if you place him in the same position as Krishna, you can say, well, I want to be a gopi of Lord Chaitanya so I can dance with Lord Chaitanya.
Krishna.
So that's what it means to place him in exactly the same position. That's one of the apasampradayas. That's what Prabhupada is addressing here. Okay, you can continue. You better finish this. Yeah.
It is for this reason. Yeah, okay. It is for this reason only that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as Krishna or Vishnu, he blocked his ears, not wanting to hear himself addressed as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a class of devotees called Gauranga Nagaris who stage plays of Krishna's pastimes using a vigraha or form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's exactly what I was saying before. Interesting.
This is a mistake that is technically called rasabhas. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to enjoy as a devotee, one should not disturb him by addressing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Okay, you can stop there. So these Gauranga Nagaris, Gauranagaris, or whatever, Gauranga Nagaris, they actually put Krishna, put Lord Chaitanya as a join with gopis. I mean, that's horrible. Simply horrible. Because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani. So don't want to disturb him. He's in a different mood. So the position is completely different. Just like, even though he's the same person, just like sometimes we may take one position and another times we may take another position. So when we're doing something different, we're in a different mood or a different position. All right. So, let's see. Oh, yeah, here's an example I can use. Like, sometimes we function as a guru, and sometimes we function as a disciple. Like when I'm with Prabhupada, I don't function as a guru, I function as a disciple. And when I am with my so-called disciples who listen to me once in a lifetime, then I function as a guru. So you cannot mix. It's rasa bhas to mix the two modes, the two different moods. Okay, so now we can stop sharing and take some questions. Whoops. Hopefully no one will want to merge into the Brahmajyoti today. That would be very bad. Okay, does anyone want to merge in the Brahmajyoti? Samuk. Oh. Rishikesh, you want to merge in the Brahmajyoti? I thought you were going to Vaikuntha. Now you took a step down from Vaikuntha.
I have a question.
Yeah. What's the question?
What's the difference between an incarnation of a devotee and an expansion of a devotee?
Incarnation, when you talk about the word incarnation, that means someone who appears in this world. Expansion can be an incarnation, or an expansion can be in the spiritual world too. For example, in the spiritual world, Krishna expands as Balaram. And Krishna incarnates, he comes down to this world, avatar. Let's use the word avatar. I've never really liked the word incarnation, although we do use it quite a bit, because it has something to do with taking a body. That word, I mean, the etymological significance of the word means to take a body. Like reincarnation means to take another body. Incarnate, carne, flesh.
So here it says Advaita Acharya is incarnation of a devotee.
Yeah, is incarnation. So incarnation and avatar, take that word simultaneous. As being simultaneous, as synonymous, sorry. Got my words wrong here. Take these words as being synonymous. Incarnation and avatar as being synonymous. How about that? And so, in the spiritual world, there's no incarnations. There's avatars. Yeah, there are. No, there's no avatars and there's no incarnations in the spiritual world. Because the word avatar means to descend, avatara, to cross down. So there's expansions in the spiritual world. But expansions can also be incarnations, avatars. All right, let me make it clear. Hold on a second. Fill up my glasses. Okay, so you have in the spiritual world, you have Krishna. You have Balaram. Prajuna, Aniruddha, and then you have the second quadruple expansions. Right? Got it?
Yep.
So they are not incarnations. They're not avatars. When Krishna comes down to this world, he's an avatar. when Balaram comes down to this world, he's an avatar slash incarnation. So when Pradyumna, is it clear now or?
No, I mean, I'm confused with this Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam. It says what? The Lord, that in this we just read Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam.
Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avatar Bhakta Kyam.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a form of a devotee. Lord Nityananda is an expansion of a devotee. Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of a devotee.
That's right.
So how come when they're already in the material world, they're already incarnated here?
But they can also be expanded in the material world. When the Lord appears, he's an incarnation avatar. Because he's come to the material world. In the spiritual world, the Lord is not an incarnation and the Lord is not an avatar. Because the word avatar means to descend, actually literally means to descend. In the spiritual world, there's expansions. You can't have an avatar of Vishnu in the spiritual world. Because then avatar means descending. You can have an expansion who, when he comes to the material world, is called an avatar.
So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an avatar?
Lord Chaitanya, yeah, avatar means he's descended to the material world.
But here it says a form of a devotee. It doesn't say avatar.
Yeah, he's Krishna who descended to the material world. Krishna avatar, Chaitanya avatar. These are all Krishna and Chaitanya who descend to the world, and then they're the form of a devotee. They take the mood of a devotee. Does that make sense? In this particular appearance, Krishna is in the mood of a devotee, so he's the form of a devotee. Just like, here's another example. When Krishna comes down as a half man, half lion, he's in the form of a half man, half lion. You understand? He's in the form of a half man, half lion. Although he's Krishna. So when Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's in the form of a devotee.
But then why does it differentiate Advaita Acharya's incarnation of devotee? I don't understand. Everyone is incarnation.
Everyone's an incarnation, but
I'm sorry,
he's an incarnation avatar of a devotee slash expansion. If you really want to get technical. And Lord Chaitanya is also an avatar. I mean, just like we say the Krishna avatar. Krishna descends. The technical word avatar. Sometimes we don't use the words as they are really supposed, the etymological meaning of the words. We don't use the words in terms of their technical definitions. I prefer the word avatar to incarnation. Because the word incarnation, as I mentioned before, means basically you get the impression that someone's taking a body, whereas Krishna says it, Ajopi son of Yatma Bhutana Misharopishan Prakatim Swamadistaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. Krishna comes in his self same form when he comes to the material world. What happened to Rishikesh? Your square went away. You still there, Rishikesh?
Yeah, I'm here, Buddha. I can see you.
Oh, yeah. This is like shifting squares. It goes.
I'm not doing anything.
No, you're not doing anything. Zoom is doing all this. It's not your fault. So it's like, I got to keep looking. Where did Rishikesh go? He went to a different square.
Vaikuntha.
So technically, I prefer the word avatar. But, you know, sometimes in explaining things, we don't use, let's say, the precise technical word. But incarnation basically means the Lord or a devotee who comes to this world. You could say Arjuna is incarnated from the spiritual world. Arjuna is an avatar from the spiritual world. Because
so
avatar...
Say, Lord Nityananda is an incarnation of an expansion of a devotee.
Lord Nityananda is an avatar. I prefer the word avatar, or of an expansion of a devotee, of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna acting, to be more precise, Krishna acting, you know, if you really want to get precise, Krishna comes down to this material world, acts as a devotee. Lord Nityananda is an expansion of Krishna, who is acting as a devotee. I mean, you can really get wordy there. And Advaita Charya is an expansion of Krishna, who is an expansion of... Well, anyway, it gets a little too complex for me at this particular point. But the point is, the word avatar in incarnation means someone who comes to the material world. You wouldn't say that Balaram in the spiritual world is an incarnation. It wouldn't be proper to say that. Or Balaram in the spiritual world is an avatar. It just wouldn't be proper. The avatar, I mean, just linguistically. I know sometimes, you know, we may mix up the language like that, but linguistically speaking, incarnation or avatar would mean something, someone who's in this world who comes down from a plane. But, you know, you could also say, I mean, even if you want to use the word incarnation technically correct, you're an incarnation, you are an incarnation, Hrishikesh, of whoever you were in your previous life.
Reincarnation.
You're an incarnation of them. But reincarnation means you have reincarnated, but you're not a reincarnation of the person you were in the last life, because then you'd be the same person. You understand what I mean? If I say, let's say in your last life, you were my guru. Okay. Let's be a little humorous here. Let's say in the last, oh, I'll be even more humorous. In last life, you were Vivekananda. You know Vivekananda? In your last life, you were Vivekananda, and I was your disciple. Bogananda. You initiated me. Then you would be considered an incarnation. You know, you've reincarnated. I guess technically you'd say you're a reincarnation of Vivekananda. But if you act, technically you said a reincarnation, then you'd actually also have to be Vivekananda.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, you're an incarnate. I would say technically, we're just dealing with the technical definition of words. You're an incarnation of the soul that used to be in Vivekananda's body.
This way, other question, Gurudev, is here it says that we should not address Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we are worshipping the Supreme Gauranga Mahaprabhu with full opulence, you know.
That's also interesting, because sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted as the Supreme Personality of God when he sat on the throne of Srivast Thakur. And he accepted worship during the Mahaprakash. He accepted worship as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is true. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we don't worship him in the mood as the Supreme Enjoyer. That's the point. Because Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer, and we don't think that you can have the relationship with Lord Chaitanya as his gopi. Anyway, you're in the Vaikuntha planets. I mean, you don't have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. No, I can't say it. That's not proper. So we don't approach him as the Supreme Enjoyer. We approach him as the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, like the spiritual master, you know, Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, because he's acting as the Supreme Servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we don't want to disturb his mood. That's the point Prabhupada is making. Although sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did take on the mood of Krishna, such as when Jagai and Madai had attacked Lord Nityananda, he called for the Sudarshan Chakra, right? And Radharani never calls for the Sudarshan Chakra, as far as I know. So all these things are achincha. Anyway, getting back to the point, when you say avatar, that means someone who descends to this world. That's a technical meaning of the word. Technical meaning of the word avatar. And expansion can be either in this world or in the spiritual world. Because that simply refers to the ontological position of a particular Vishnu Tattva personality. That he's the same as Krishna. He's expansion or expansion of expansion or portion of plenary portion. But avatar, you know, like you have the Purusha avatars, right? Purusha avatar means Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu. And you have Rama avatar, the Ram who comes down to this world. But when Lord Ram is in the spiritual world in Ayodhya, he's not an avatar there. You know, he's Ram. But when he comes down to the spiritual, to the material world, sorry, he's an avatar. I mean, so talking about the real definition of the word avatar. It means someone who comes down. If someone's in the spiritual world, they're not an avatar because they haven't come down. Only in the material world are there avatars or incarnations. It wouldn't be proper to say that in the spiritual world, Balaram is an incarnation of Krishna, technically. Although it might be said by some people when they're not being so technical. But technically, Balaram is an expansion of Krishna. And when he comes down to the material world, he's considered an avatar. And also an expansion. The ontological position is expansion. And when he comes out, yeah, this is an important point. Someone just made the point here that sometimes there's some controversy as to whether Lord Chaitanya should have a flute or not. A peacock feather. A peacock feather. A flute. Lord Chaitanya never has a flute. So sometimes there's that controversy. But it's all right. Sometimes, Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya can have a peacock feather because sometimes he does act as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but general, no.
Should we address Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Supreme Lord? Should we address him?
Well, when he's in Navadvip, sometimes he takes on that mood. You know, I would...
Because I put him on the rest, you know, when I put the Lord on the rest on my service, I address him as Supreme Lord. Oh, my Lord, please take rest.
Yeah, that's fine. He's your Lord, yeah. You're subservient to him. You're his servant. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, because I don't want to disturb his mood, you know, that's...
That's all right. You're his servant. Yes, he's your Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Lord. That's funny. Anyway, sometimes he takes the mood of being the Supreme Lord. We worship him. We worship him in the mood of, well, him being a householder. We don't worship him in the mood of being a sannyasi. So we serve him in opulence. However, technically, he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. I mean, it's a difficult thing. It's because sometimes he does take the mood of being the Supreme Lord in his pastimes, as I mentioned before. It's a very difficult thing to understand. Sometimes he has the Sudarsan Chakra when he's getting ready to kill Jagai and Madai. That's the Supreme Lord business. Sometimes he sits on the throne and says to Srivas Thakur, look who you've been worshiping all along. I'm God. Yeah, I know, there's other verses here, like what the Upanishads describes as impersonal Brahman. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you're dealing personally with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot have the ras, the conjugal ras with Lord Chaitanya. That's the problem with the Gauranga Nagaris. That's really what Prabhupada was reciprocating with. The Gauranga Nagaris. You understand? So you cannot have that same mood, I mean, as the gopis had in relationship. But sometimes Lord Chaitanya takes the mood. But generally he's not in that mood. But we see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if you were with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his intimate pastimes, you wouldn't be addressing him like that. Well, here's an interesting point from Dijanitai Lila. Janani Vasprabhu said that Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which are Nitya, in Navadvip, where he's worshipped in the helm of Srivas Thakur, and the whole Navadvip notes him as Bhagawan, unlike Krishna in Braj. Anyway, I don't understand that. Anyway, he is Krishna. Oh, I know he's Krishna, but he's in the form of a devotee. And we worship him by chanting the Panchatava Maha Mantra and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But you can worship him as the Supreme Lord on the altar.
Yeah, I don't want to intend his, don't want to disturb his mood.
His mood. But just don't put any gopis around him when you worship him. And don't put a flute in his mouth. Many years ago, when I was a new devotee, I used to worship Lord Chaitanya. This is wrong. And I made a little danda for him and dressed him as a sannyasi. Gornatai deities, I had them as two sannyasis with two dandas. But that was not the right mood. Prabhupada said we worship Lord Chaitanya on the altar as as God in the householder ashram. Okay, I think on that note we should end. All glories to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. See you all tomorrow night.